I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media News. Illinois is preparing to launch a pilot program to test out tax credits for donors to private school scholarships. The program served as a bargaining chip drawing Republican support to the education funding reform bill that Governor Bruce Rauner signed last month. But less has been said about how it will actually work. One person interested in how the private school tax credits will work is Mike Chitty, superintendent of Judah Christian School, a 500-student preschool through high school in Champaign.
Yeah, we're very intrigued by the recent legislation and anxious to learn more about it and hoping to develop protocol and policy moving forward in the next few weeks as we learn more about the bill itself.
Chitty says Judah Christian's operating budget already allocates financial aid to help some of its students with tuition. But the school scholarship tax credit program would bring in financial aid from a new source, donors taking advantage of a 75% tax credit. Just 50 miles away, Covington Christian School does something similar, using an Indiana program with a 50% tax credit.
We only have about 6 students that receive the scholarship for this year. Of course, that varies from year to year based on how much money we have to give.
That's Covington Christian principal Justin Wilderman, who says he wants to get better at marketing the program to prospective donors. He says many private schools in his state like to stage small and formal gatherings to promote the tax credit program.
They invite key folks from the community to come in and have a meal or have dessert and provide them information about how the scholarship tax credit program works. Once they hear about the tax credit, the benefits that they would receive, that's usually enough to convince most people to give something.
In Indiana, as it will be in Illinois, the money raised does not go directly to the school, but to a scholarship-granting organization. SGOs are nonprofits sanctioned by the state to take donations through the tax credit program and make sure they're handed out properly. The Sagamore Institute, an Indianapolis-based think tank, runs SGOs for Covington Christian and dozens of other private schools in Indiana. Laurel Christensen directs Sagamore Scholarship Program.
And we receive those donations and process those. We send in a notification to the Department of Revenue in Indiana asking for a tax credit certification number.
That certification ensures a 50% tax credit for the donor and starts the process of getting the money to a private school, which can then allocate it to students. Christensen notes that Indiana rules make sure the scholarships go to middle and lower income families. To qualify, a family of 4 must make no more than about $94,000 a year.
That's what appeals to me about these legislations. Personally, I sent both my kids to private schools, but I was a single mom and I really had to stretch. It's fantastic that people with lower incomes do have the opportunity to choose.
Christensen says Illinois' rules look a little more cumbersome than Indiana's, but they also favor households with lower incomes, with an upper income cutoff level similar to Indiana's. University of Illinois accounting professor John Davis reviewed the Illinois program as interim director at the Institute of Government and Public Affairs. He says the rules prioritize various groups for consideration. Students already in the program get top priority in level 1.
Level 2 priority goes to students with annual incomes less than 185% of the poverty level. Well, that's like $34,000. So there's a particular focus on relatively low-income taxpayers.
The Illinois and Indiana programs have a lot in common, but there's also a big, important difference. Indiana private schools benefit not just from scholarship tax credits, but from state-funded school vouchers. Illinois does not have vouchers, although critics have used the V word on occasion to attack the school tax credits. Those opponents worry that the tax credits are just the first step in a process to take tax money from Illinois public schools, just as supporters see it as a first step in giving parents a wider choice for their children's education. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.